This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away in New Delhi last night. He was 92. Dr. Singh breathed his last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi. He was admitted to the emergency ward of AIIMS around 8 p.m. in a critical condition. The former Prime Minister had a sudden loss of consciousness at home last evening. An AIIMS bulletin said, despite all efforts, he could not be revived and was declared dead at 9:51 p.m. Dr. Singh had been in poor health for the last few months. Dr. Manmohan Singh was Prime Minister for 2 terms in the Congress-led UPA government from 2004 to 2014. A 7-day national mourning will be declared in honour of the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Sources have confirmed that all government programmes scheduled for today will be cancelled. Dr. Singh's last rites will be conducted with full state honours. A meeting of the Union Cabinet is scheduled to be held today at 11 a.m. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In a message, the President said Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. In his message, Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. In his message, Prime Minister Modi said that India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. He also praised Dr. Singh's insightful interventions in Parliament and his extensive efforts to improve the lives of people during his tenure as Prime Minister. In his condolence message, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Dr. Manmohan Singh played an important role in the governance of the country, from being the governor of the RBI to the finance minister and as the Prime Minister. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has expressed sadness over the loss and highlighted that Dr. Singh's leadership, humility and dedication will always be remembered. In his condolence message, to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature. In his message, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, Dr. Singh led India with immense wisdom and integrity. In his condolence message, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar described Dr. Singh's demise as an irreparable loss for Indian politics. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar to 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi yesterday. The awardees hailing from 14 states and union territories were recognized for their remarkable contributions in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each recipient was presented with a medal, certificate and citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also interacted with the awardees. Reserve Bank of India RBI has revealed that the profitability of banks has increased for the 6th consecutive year in 2023-24 and continues to rise in the first half of the financial year 2024-25. According to the report on trend and progress of banking in India 2023-24 released by the RBI yesterday, banks reported a return on assets of 1.4% and a return on equity on 14.6%. In Test cricket, Australia resumed her first innings on day 2 of the 4th Test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India at Melbourne. The hosts were 371 for 6 when the reports last came in. Ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen ranked world number 12 and 7 other top players are set to compete in the inaugural King Cup International Badminton Open 2024 starting today in Shenzhen, China. The non-ranking event will feature 8 men singles players with Lakshya Sen facing Hong Kong's Angus Ngun Kha Long in his quarter-final match on Friday. Other notable players include former world champion Lo Kian Yu of Singapore, France's Alex Lanier and China's Hu Che An and Wang Chi Jun. And that is the end of this news bulletin.